You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney. You are now in a safe place, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
I hope everybody is doing well, and welcome back. Again, I know I was away for a little bit, but I was taking care of myself, especially with everything happening in the world. I think it's time. Like, it's so important that we do take care of ourselves, that we do give ourselves some time. Now, I have been on TikTok a lot recently. Like, it's been a wild ride over there. Now, I've been posting probably like every single day, at least 2 to 3 times a day. And so it's a lot of work, but it's honestly a lot of fun. And a lot of you have been supporting me on there, which is really cool. And I'm very like, I'm honestly just so surprised, and I'm stoked, and I'm very happy about it. And I've been posting a lot of my poems on there, and a lot of people don't know what it is. And maybe some of you are from TikTok. So welcome. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney. Welcome to the podcast. And we talk about literally everything on this podcast. We talk about how I'm feeling, how you're feeling, the way the world is, and we try to see the happy times in the negative times. And so, especially right now, there's a lot of negative things happening in the world. I think it's important that we sit back and we relax, and we just think about how we're feeling every now and then. And it can be really depressing. It'd be really tough, but I don't think so. Anyway, so I've been posting a lot of these TikToks, and I've been posting a lot of my poems. And in my poems, it talks about a lot of really heavy-hitting stuff. And a lot of people will ask me, like, why do I talk about, like, what inspired me to do what I do today? And so I kind of want to talk about that, but this is mainly addressed to, well, the boys. because when I grew up, I was going to say an age, but obviously I was just, like, growing up like a normal age. But I was like a hockey kid. I played every single sport you can imagine except for football. Sorry, I was not a fan. And when I say for the boys, like the girls, obviously you stay and listen, because this is just the message. This is for everyone. But I'll get to the point as to why it's for the boys. So I grew up like a very sporty kid. I grew up a very hard shell. Like, it's not that my father like beat me or anything like that and told me that I gotta live a certain way and I can't cry. It's nothing like that. Don't get me wrong. They're very supportive. My whole family was very supportive. I would watch movies and the guy would be playing the sports, and it was very traditional. And so I was very inspired, and I wanted to become an NHL player. Like, that was my goal. Even if I didn't make it, I would want to make it to the AHL or OHL. I wanted to be paid to play hockey. Basically, I wanted that to be my career. And when I was 16 years old, I got hit in hockey pretty badly, and like my neck almost broke, like concussions. It was really, really bad. And at that time, I didn't have any other dream job. I had nothing. I wanted to play hockey. And so my world, like my entire world, just crashed down and it changed. And I think there's a lot of people who experience something like this. It does not matter the gender or what you were going for. Like, maybe you weren't trying to be an NHL player. Maybe you were trying to be an artist or something, and or a firefighter, or you know what I mean? Anything that you can think of, like right now, if something comes to mind, that dream might have been crushed. And I'm not here to tell you that another dream is going to come. I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be easy, because I still haven't figured out my next dream. I haven't, you know, when I went through this, when all of this happened, the first thing that I did was like, I shut down. I forgot every single thing about any sport. I didn't care. I just became really sad. And that's kind of what inspired me to talk about what I want to talk about today. And what I talk about today and in the past years and why I do what I do is because when I was 16 years old and I was in that bedroom alone and I was down and I was crying and everything like that, and it's just like the worst time of my life, I couldn't tell you how much it would have meant for somebody to relate to me, somebody who could talk out, somebody who could speak out and relate to that 16-year-old me. So yeah, when I say it's a message for the boys, all my content is for the boys. The girls watch, but I'm making it for my 16-year-old me, that boy who's sitting in their room feeling like they're not good enough, you know? And so when my entire world changed, I started to get more in touch with my feelings. I started going to more doctors and more psychiatrists and all that shit. And it was tough for me. It was not exactly where I wanted to be, obviously, but a lot of the people just didn't sit home. And I felt like I was very broken. I felt like I just wasn't myself. I felt like I was begging for attention from everyone. And you know, when people say like, oh my God, they're attention seeker. And the whole point of doing a lot of stuff is because you need help. So obviously we're seeking attention, right? And so to stand there and make fun of somebody who's trying to get attention, well, that's the whole freaking point of it. So just take a step back and think about it next time. And when I started showing signs to like my friends started to reach out and everything like that. And the way that I started coping was I started like really just like sitting there and thinking about what I'm thinking about. You know, that sounds like you're going to overthink, but I started writing it down. I started writing a book. I started, you know, really trying to understand why I'm thinking the way I do. And I think that's really important for a lot of us, is that we know so much about our bodies, like our outside of the bodies. Like, oh my God, how do we get 15-minute abs? Here is a 20-minute HIIT workout that's going to make you look like Megan Fox, who's not plastic. Like, we know so much about the outside, but we don't even care to know what's on the inside. And I think it's really important. And so when I started, and it's not even just about like your actual body, it's about your feelings as well. And so I started journaling, I started writing stuff down, I started writing poems, journals, letters, literally whatever. And I started making YouTube videos. And so when I started making YouTube videos, I started hiding my messages within videos. So when you see a video from me that's like, what five things guys like about girls, whatever, in that, I talked about how I was feeling. In that, I talked about, if you felt this way, this is how I feel too, and you're not alone. In those, I hid these little mental health messages that nobody really noticed, but they were getting a little lesson. And it's not to say that I'm the greatest teacher of all time, because I'm not. I'm just here to share my experiences that I'm going through, and you might be going through them as well. And so that's what this whole thing is about. That's why I started doing this, is because it was for me. It was for my 16-year-old self that was sitting in my room that didn't feel like I was good enough. And so when I started to take care of myself, the first thing I did was I went to therapy. And my first therapist, she sucked. She was so bad. And listen, this has nothing to do with like the type of person they were. It was just, she had a very thick accent. I couldn't understand her. She could barely understand me. I would sit in this room and I felt like I was paying somebody to ask me the same five questions. You know, every single time I would go in, she would ask me the same question, be like, okay, so you are a football player? I was like, no, I was a hockey player. Like, right then she lost me. I was gone. I was gone. And I hated it. And I actually ended up going to see a concussion doctor and started to open up to him. I started opening up to this random doctor. And he was the only one I could talk to. And so when I went through a really, really rough time, and I won't get into it, but it was the darkest moment of my life. And my mom asked who I wanted to talk to. And I immediately said, this doctor, this concussion doctor, this head doctor. He's not licensed to be a psychiatrist or a therapist. I just wanted to talk to him. And so boys, girls, whoever, if you feel like you need to talk to somebody, it doesn't have to be somebody you're paying to talk to. It could be your best friend. It could be your mother, your daughter, your sister, your whatever, your brother, your friend, stranger. It could be anybody. If you feel like you need to talk, you go out and talk, because that's the number one thing that I recommend for anybody to do. You know, a lot of people say like, oh, you haven't, I haven't cried in 8 years. And then everyone's like, what the how do I, like, there's no way that's healthy. And I'm like, well, I haven't cried since in 8 years because no moment has been harder than that. And so I'm sorry if I've gotten stronger. Like, I'm not worried about it. But it, and the other thing is that I do talk about stuff. So it's not all piled up. Everyone thinks that I don't talk about stuff. Nobody really asks me how I'm doing. And that's fine because I constantly tell the world how I'm doing. And that's okay. And so if you're somebody who's suffering and you're suffering in silence, I think it's very important for you to talk. I think it's very important for you to open up. And it could be, like I said, literally to anybody. I think it's really, really, really important. And I think you should start doing it now. There's no time frame on when you should and shouldn't do it. But I think if you were to start, it would be now. And it could be literally a text to a friend. It could be a Snapchat. It could be a friend.
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Again, TikTok, it could be anything. It could be sharing a post to your Instagram story. It's just about opening up. So your friends can realize what's going on. Because I've lost a lot of friends to their own battles. And if it's not to say that I would have solved it or I would have fixed it, because that's not my job. It's not my job. It's just, I would have liked to know. That's it. And I would want them to know that I do know. Because maybe that would be all the comfort that they need. And so if you're listening to this and all you feel like is you just need to get something off your chest, text somebody right now. You're not alone. And so with taking care of myself and going to therapy, the other thing that I took care of myself with is I started taking the right vitamins. I started working out. I started doing just taking care of my actual physical body as well as my mind. And that actually helped me a lot. So a lot of people complain that like, they eat poorly. And a huge reason that I've noticed in my life is that when I eat poorly is when I'm not exercising. I don't feel like I want to eat a fruit. But when I go out for a run or when I go for a walk or a bike ride or I lift a couple weights, I'm like, I could really use like a nectarine right now or like an apple, or I could eat like, I drink a protein shake. Like, you feel better and you want to eat better. And it's a better life. It's a way to a better life. And so I'm happy to announce that we have our first ever ad, and I am very proud to also say that I've been using the product, and it is amazing. It is awesome, and I think it could really help a lot of people out there. So it's called Care Of, and what it is, it's the wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. I'm sure you guys have heard of it, and the reason why you've heard about it is because it's amazing. And so what you do is you go on their website, and it's a really beautiful website too, I'm not going to lie to you. You go on the website, and they actually give you this personalized online quiz. And so it'll ask you like what you want to look to maintain or help in the future through vitamins. And it'll ask you questions like if you want to manage your stress or if you want to, you know, if you're having hair loss or anything like that. And it will recommend vitamins for you at the end of the quiz. And the quiz takes like 5 minutes maybe out of your day. And you can even just go check it out and just get informed. And just, it's very intriguing. It's very neat to see and to understand that, you know, maybe you should have been taking these all along and you haven't been. Maybe this could, you know, help if you're having trouble sleeping. You know, maybe this could help that. And so I recently tried it and I love it. I've done it for about a week and a half to 2 weeks now, and it's been so easy and so hassle-free. And so what it is, it comes in a box, a little care package basically, and your name's on it, and it's so cool because it's personalized. And each package, so you can get a bunch of things in this box. Let me clarify that. You can get like protein powder in it, you can get like chill packets, you can get electrolytes and everything like that, and you can get vitamins. And so each vitamin, it actually comes in a package. So they all come in a package, and it's so hassle-free because you just leave it on your counter, and then each day you just pull out a package, all your vitamins are there, you tear it open, you take some water, and you down them, and it's awesome. So I got protein powder, electrolytes, some vitamins, which are there to help maintain my health, my stress. I found that my hair was getting a little bit brittle, and so I started taking some of that, and I got some vitamin D in there and something for my iron levels. And you know, it's all, I have noticed a difference. I do feel better. And so my personal experience from with it has been amazing. So don't worry, I'm not just going to talk about this and not tell you about giving you a code or anything. So here you go. I have a 50% off code for you guys on your first care of order. So head over to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. That's all one word. So I'll say it again. takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50, and you guys are going to get 50% off your first care of purchase. So I hope you guys get some stuff, and if you do, post it on your Instagram. I would love to see, and tag me. That'd be really cool, which is, yeah, it's a really, really cool brand, and I'm really happy to have them sponsor this podcast. And I think it's really cool because when I started taking my vitamins, when I got all my head injuries and everything like that, vitamins really, it was such a little thing, but it helped me a long way. And there's a lot of vitamins that I think we deserve to know more information about, like why do we take them? Like what is in this everyday vitamin that everyone takes, the gummy, the Flintstones gummy or anything like that? And so it's super important. And to find out what can help you better your life is super, super important. And when I found out that I had anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, ADHD, everything above, the first thing I did was try to understand it. And I know that I say that a lot, but I feel like a lot of people just like go right over that, because when you stop and you try to understand something, it does take a lot more effort of you. It does take a lot of overthinking. It is hard to overcome this and to sit down and write it down and figure out why you're thinking a certain way and everything like that. But when I started to do that, I started to see what I wanted to take care of, what I wanted to focus on. And so if I found that anxiety was really bad, I wanted to focus on that. And if I started to cope with my anxiety, then my depression started getting a lot better. And I'm like, okay, maybe if I go for a run, that relieves some stress from my anxiety, and then I'm not so stressed. So when I don't get worked up, I don't get depressed, and it would just kind of like follow this nice little flow. And things fall every now and then. Things do break. Your patterns do break. Your routines do fail sometimes, but it's worth a shot. So if you're listening to this and you're wanting a sign and you want to move forward and you want to take care of your life, I think this is a great start. I think trying to understand it, searching up some stuff, researching, and not just stopping something, not just trying to cure it, but sit there and understand and work with it. Because I've noticed that when I overthink, I think about things that I've never thought I would think about ever. And I think about more things than the average person. And it's really cool because I can see things from a different side, a different perspective. And so I used to look at that as some awful thing all the time. But it's not. You're not broken. You're not. You've just dropped some pieces. So pick them up, take what you need, and let's move on. We got this. Trust yourself. Trust your instinct. You're okay, and you're going to be okay. And so I'm still battling with everything that I got going on. I don't really play hockey anymore. But I can tell you this. I'm stronger. And if I'm not stronger physically, the way I see myself, because I have a hard time with that, just like anybody else, even though I'm some skinny guy, I have a hard time with it, but I'm stronger mentally. I'm not sitting here and telling you that I'm the strongest mental person ever. I break down all the fucking time. I do. And so will everyone else. But the moment you get back up is the moment you can see how strong you are. And so we look at tomorrow like it's the hardest day ever, but we forget the fact that we lived today, that we lived yesterday, that we've made it to today, and we're going to make it to tomorrow. And so that took effort. That took strength. And how did you get that strength? From the day before. So you got it. You have it in you. You just got to keep going. And I hope that this podcast might have inspired you to do that. And if you guys ever feel like you need to go to somebody to talk to, and you it's not a therapist and you just want to talk to somebody, I have a private Facebook group called My OK Place. If you go to facebook.com/group/myokplace, just OK, no OKAY, just OK, My OK Place. That is a spot for you to feel safe, and you can post about whatever. And it's all, I think we're at almost 2,000 members in there that are willing to help each and every one of us. And so if you want to post your stories or anything, it's the spot to be. But I do want to say again, thank you to Care Of for sponsoring this podcast. And if you are interested in going to see how you can maintain a better lifestyle and get a customized vitamin plan, then, well, I think this is for you. So make sure you go to takecareof.com and enter the code HAPPYTIMES50. So thank you guys very much for listening. You guys are awesome. You guys are beautiful. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can. It's at Joey Kidney. So stay you, stay beautiful, and I will definitely talk to you guys next time. And to all the boys, if you're listening out there, you're okay. You got this. You're going to keep going. You've made it to today. You're going to make it to tomorrow. You got this. And all the ladies out there, boys hurt too. This is not me saying that you don't. This is just me saying that everybody hurts. Everybody cries sometimes. And sometimes we all need a little help up. So help your boys. Boys help boys. Girls help girls. Humans help humans. We got this. Okay. Talk to you guys later.